Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
What are some common threads you're seeing with the line and trades you guys try to get this score?
Yeah, for our team right now, we all have to play better. Every position, you know, we all have to play better. It's not one position. Everybody has to play better. For us to win games, you know, going forward, it's everybody playing better.
Do you anticipate making any changes to the offensive line?
We'll look at that as we continue to go throughout the week. That is right now. Again, everybody has to play better.
What's available to you that maybe you haven't tried to help the pass blocking get more on track?
Yeah, it's not just, you know, everybody's focus is just on the pass blocking. And, of course, we've had some bad reps in the pass blocking, but it's everybody working together. It's an entire offense working together, right? It's never just one thing, right? And I know it's easy to point the finger at one thing. It's never just one thing. It's all 11 guys working together, being in sync.
How much do you think, you know, CJ utilizing his check down just a little bit more could help mitigate and alleviate some of that pressure?
Again, when I talk about everybody playing better, it's everybody. It's the quarterbacks, the tight ends, it's the receivers, our entire offense, right? Our entire defense, our special teams unit. That's where I'm at. Like, and we can hone in on different spots and all those. It doesn't matter. Each position, no matter what it is, from top to the bottom, we all play better. We'll be in position to win games.
Nico, the other line, obviously the pass blocking is getting a lot of attention, but the run blocking's been pretty good with Joe. Can you put that in perspective, what he's been able to string together over the last several weeks?
Joe's been dynamic for us. I think every time he touches the ball, he's going to gain some type of positive yardage, and that goes to, right, all that credit goes to how the guys are blocking up front. They do a great job of blocking it in the run game. We had a lot of lanes available in the run game, and Joe runs the ball with that, you know, relentless mindset, physical, running guys over, you know, playing the game the right way. He brings a passion. He brings an edge to the game that I think everybody can feed off of.
During your time as overseeing the defense, it seems like whether there's injuries, whether it's putting guys in the right place, they seem to step up and you put them in the best place to succeed. Do you have the confidence on offense that when it comes to these protection things, the staff can do the same thing?
Yeah, for all of us, it's as coaches, right? It's all of our job to put our guys in position, right, to be successful, right? And it's our players' job to go out and execute and play to the best of their ability. And when their opportunity comes, are you making those one-on-one plays? Because that's what the game ultimately always comes down to, no matter how you slice it up. In the league, like, are your players making the plays they need to win games? That's what it always comes down to.
We talked a lot about culture here in Houston and this warm mentality and sense of pride that's been brought back here to Houston. The team that's coming in, Detroit, what have you kind of seen from them in the past few years with their culture and how revitalized Detroit is with their team?
Yeah, seeing Detroit the past couple of years, I think you see the culture, you see the energy that Coach Campbell has brought to that team, right? You see the mindset, the toughness, physicality, right? Their style of play, it shows up on tape, you know, every week. So, and they got really good players as well across the board. They're able to add a lot of good players, a lot of good young players that are exhibiting, right, that mindset and that culture. And it's a really good team coming in here this week, and we're very excited about the matchup.
Update on Nico Collins and whether he'll be able to play.
Yeah, we'll continue to evaluate Nico throughout the week, see where he is.
D'Amico, can you it's a two-part question. So the offensive line has been doing a better job of run blocking. Are you surprised that there's some challenges? I know it's different with pass blocking. Is it something that you think you guys collectively is a fix that you guys can handle?
That's the question. For our guys up front, like you said, they've done a good job of blocking. They've had a lot of good pass reps too. I think everybody highlights the bad reps. Of course, that's where the focus goes. You know, on the bad reps, we've had really good pass rush snaps and, you know, where are we with the timing, with the progression of the routes and all those. Are we open, you know, in the timing of the play? So all of those things matters when we do have good protection, and all of that is a factor as well.
Coach, you talked about second half adjustments, and on the offensive side of the ball, what are you seeing as far as maybe some of, I don't want to say the play calling and some of the inefficiencies that they're having in the second half as far as scoring?
Yeah, for us, we've done a great job of moving the ball to get, you know, across midfield, and I'm, you know, very encouraged with that progress of us moving the football, because we can move it when we need to. It's just when we've gotten across midfield, we hadn't been able to, you know, get points. And those red zone opportunities, they come up very slim, you know, in games. And when we are there, of course, we want to capitalize and be better. We haven't been really good in the red zone and on third down, right, where you sustain those drives and score points. So that's been a focus. We understand that, and we understand we have to make some adjustments and put our guys in a better position to score points.
It looked like you guys left, put Stingley in a lot of one-on-one situations, and he obviously was able to thrive in the situation. What kind of gave you guys the confidence to leave him one-on-one against Devontae, Garrett, Mike Williams, and what kind of allowed him to be able to hold his own against those pretty good receivers?
Yeah, Stingley, he's a good player, good young player. He competes. He challenges receivers down the field when the ball is up. He doesn't find himself in a position where he's panicking, right? He's calm at the catch point, allowing him to, you know, kind of go up and defend those passes. And he's confident in himself, and that's what allows you to be a good player. Anybody you want to make plays in this league, you got to be confident, and you have to have that belief in yourself, right, that you can make those plays and you thrive on those one-on-one matchup opportunities. And Stingley has done a good job with those.
Do you have an update on Will Anderson Jr.? How's he doing?
Yeah, we're still evaluating Will, see how he progresses throughout the week.
I think you asked in the past about whether you need to make a move at the trade deadline, and you expressed confidence in the guys that you have right now. Just given last game, as well as the injuries that you all have sustained, is your opinion the same, or do you think you
will? Yeah, my opinion is always the same on that. I mean, we're with Nick and his staff, we're always looking to make our team as good as we could possibly be, right? Do we have a heightened sense of just making a move just to make? No, we're always looking to add to our team, add to our depth. That's something we do constantly throughout the year. So there isn't just a mad rush now at the trade deadline for us to change our approach and how we go about managing our roster. Right? Our roster management doesn't change, right? We're always looking to upgrade.
Couple more.
With Kenyon going down, just what you make of your options with Kendrick and Jarrett both being utilized at that level?
Yeah, we'll see who steps up at the offensive line position. We'll see who steps up, see how we go out there and get the job done.
Coach, you said that. Coach, you've always expressed that it's not easy to win in this league. It's a week to week you're playing against other professional football players. Going up against the Jets, coming in, they were 2-6. They had lost their last five. Is this kind of like a wake-up call maybe for some of your players, or is this something that you all were, you know, saying you got to make sure that you stay focused?
Yeah, for us, I feel like our guys are focused going into the game, and just because the record says one thing, I don't know, everybody falls into the mold that just because a team's record is one thing that you're going to go in and automatically beat a team. That's not how the league works, right? You have to earn the right to win. And to earn the right to win, you have to work the right way throughout the week, and you have to make plays in the game to win, right? The Jets are a really good team, top 10 defensive unit. They got playmakers, Aaron Rodgers, Adams, Garrett. It's not like, you know, they don't have playmakers on their team and they were just going to lay down because we showed up. That's never the case. So you go out and you earn the right to win by making the plays you're supposed to make. No matter what the record is, it doesn't matter who you play, what the record says, how well are you playing on game day?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app